Trump administration moves $34 million from Planned Parenthood to non-abortion providers. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 1, 2019. The Trump administration has redirected $34 million in federal family planning funds from Planned Parenthood to other providers that do not perform or refer for abortions. Planned Parenthood chose not to comply with the administration's enforcement of a rule that states Title X federal funds cannot be used for abortion providers. The rule does not cut back family planning funds, however. Instead, it redirects them to non-abortion providers, federally qualified health care centers, which outnumber Planned Parenthood clinics 20-1. Students for Life of America, SFLA, commended the Trump administration for redirecting the funds. Planned Parenthood would rather shut down a program designed to help women than put abortion in second place, said SFLA President Kristen Hawkins. The Trump administration put women first as they looked to replace the programs Planned Parenthood was providing with real, life-affirming health care in other locations. Referring to ousted Planned Parenthood President Dr. Lena Wen's statement that 1 in 5 women in this country have been to Planned Parenthood for care, Hawkins said, "We know that 4 out of 5 women will never use the nation's largest abortion vendor for services. And with these new funds in place, more women will learn about their life-affirming options." Planned Parenthood has been complaining about the Trump administration's enforcement of the rule, referring to it as a gag rule. The group has also warned of a public health crisis following its decision to opt out of the Title X grants rather than comply with the rule. The Trump administration is frantically scrambling to try to fill the gaps in care created through its own unethical gag rule, said Jacqueline Ayers, Planned Parenthood's vice president of government relations and public policy, reported The Hill. However, Hawkins said the abortion business has been crying crocodile tears with its prediction that women will suffer because they choose to drop out of Title X. But the Trump administration stepped up to ensure that services were available, she added. Any individual who would have chosen a Title X abortion facility for regular health care and family planning services can find federally qualified health care centers at getourcare.org.